China made history today, becoming the third nation to successfully launch a manned vehicle into space. Liftoff occurred early Wednesday morning in China. Joining us now for more on this story is NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing. Rob, what do we know so far?
Well, we don't know many details about the launch. What we do know is that about 20 minutes ago, Shenzhou 5, the first manned Chinese spacecraft, blasted off into space from the Gobi Desert launch pad in northwest China. The Xinhua News Agency put out a statement saying that there had been a successful liftoff, and this was after the government had cancelled a live broadcast of the takeoff. Initially, they were going to cover it live, but I think there were some concerns. They were worried that possibly, if anything went wrong, it could be a massive loss of face for the government. So they cancelled the live transmission, but we have heard from Xinhua that it has taken place, and we know the name of the first Chinese man in space. He's 38-year-old Yang Liwei.
This marks a real milestone for China's space program, which is quite secretive. What do we now? What's next now that they actually have this man in space?
Well, I think the first thing is to see if it'll come down safely. They're saying it's going to orbit the Earth 14 times and come down in about 21 hours' time. So that's crucial. I think now it's up in space. The orbiting is expected to go smoothly, but coming down through the atmosphere in about 21 hours' time is going to be the next big test. After that, though, the Chinese are very ambitious. They want to put a space station up. There's even talk that they want to put a man on the moon within 15 or 20 years. So they are seeing this as a massive symbol of national prestige, a little bit like the United States and the Soviet Union in the 1960s. It's just they're 40 years later from those two countries. But they still see it as massively symbolic.
There was quite a bit of anticipation. The road leading up to the launch site was crowded with traffic, tour buses. What's the reaction there in China?
Well, so far, I mean, it's only 20 minutes ago that it happened. We haven't seen a huge amount of reaction except on the television. The newscast broke in to its normal programming and said that this had happened. But you can be sure there will be big celebrations. The government is going to use this. They want to use this to boost their own prestige at home and abroad and to basically show that the Chinese government, the Communist Party, which has lost some of its prestige at home, is able to do things for the country, is able to put China on the world stage, and to try to boost its domestic legitimacy, which has been fading in recent years.
The experts throughout the world have been watching China very carefully, looking at the technology that they were using, really trying to monitor every aspect of this. What are the implications?
Well, it depends who you talk to. The Chinese government says the implications are great. They're trying, obviously, to talk up the implications for science, for the Chinese people, because they obviously want the Chinese people to think that this is a worthwhile program. Of course, it helps that China is a one-party state, so even if you don't think it's a worthwhile program, you don't really have any outlet for your complaints. But American experts and foreign experts really talk about this program in terms of prestige. They don't say that it has huge implications either for the United States or for the world. I mean, the scientific experiments that are going on board, they say, are fairly negligible. There are, of course, military applications for space travel, but those are more to do with satellites, and China has long had a satellite program. And the issue of manned space travel is not going to have, most people seem to be saying, most people outside China, is not going to have massive implications either for the U.S. space program or more generally around the world.
Rob, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Misha.
NPR's Rob Gifford speaking to us about big news in China as that nation became the third to successfully launch a manned space vehicle.